Vayhi mikayit shenosayim yomim. Yeah? It was the end of 2 years. Shenosayim yomim, even though it's the word yomim days, it means 2 years. Who says it means years? Maybe it means it was days. Let's see. Ufaroi chole b'chaim was dreaming v'nei oimid aliyah, he was standing by the Arashi. Vayhi mikayit kitargum, what's the targum? Misoif, v'choloshin kayit soif, it was the end. The end. Al hayar kol shor naharos enim kruim ne'orim, chutz minilos. Okay, so what does it mean? The R, all other rivers are not called Yoirim. Ella chutz minilos b'mnei shakol aretz asuim Yoirim Yoirim bidei adam. All other shakol aretz, the entire earth is made of Yoirim Yoirim bidei adam, irrigation canals. Vinilos oile, and the nilos oile it flows b'soichav mashka esam lefi she'ein geshamim yoredim b'mitzrayim tadir kishar aretz. Rashi has something very important that does not rain in Egypt tadir. Continuously, usually, which Rashi seems to indicate that in Egypt it rains. It does, such a thing? Is there such a thing that it rains in Mitzrayim? Ever?
I don't know. Could be it rains and then a sun shower, that's it.
It says it's not Tadir. Okay, so again, what's the Vart Al Hayor? The only thing that's called the Yor is Nilus. Why is it called the Nilus? Because Yor means Oile Besoicha Mashke Oisam. Okay. It's called, the reason why it's called Ya'ar, the Ya'ar, it's the mother of all irrigation canals. All other canals are man-made, and the Ya'ar rises up and floods them. And so therefore, being that it is the source of nourishment for all of the other little Ya'arim, it's called Ha-Ya'ar with the Hey Ha-Yidiyah. Rashi seems to be saying, the reason why we call Al-Hayar the Hey Ha-Yidiyah, Kol Shonaharis Enim Kurim Ya'arim. They're not even called Yor. Chutz minilos, b'meisha kol aretz asuim yoidim yoidim, bidei adam, v'nilos oile b'soicha mamashka oisam. Okay, so the nilos, because the nilos is the source of nourishment for all of the other small yor, we give it the title ha-yor. Okay, let's see the targum. The targum says over here, v'hava misoif tartein shtin 2 years. Ufaroi choleim par was dreaming, v'ho ko'im al-nahara, he was dreaming. The Kor Koemi was standing al Naharim when he was standing by the river. Let's see over here, the side of the page on the side. Misoif Kosav Rashi, Kitargumoi. Rashi's Miketz means when? Kitargumoi Misoif. It was at the end. At the end, like the Targum. The Choloshon Ketz Soifu. Every time it says Ketz, it means the end. Okay, Kosav Rashi, Kitargumoi, Ubir Hachaskuni. Shekavanasoi she'im tifarsheu achar lashon ivri yesh pischoin pelabal din lachlik v'loy mashu kumoi u'miktzei echav lokach u'mashma kishe'oroi miktza shnei hashonim. Partial, part of the 2 years mishiyotzos miktza shnei hashonim mishiyotzos sar hamashkim. Therefore Och achsha bohatargum lulamdenu kisharu kol shtei hashanim uparoi choleim. Okay, so you see what he's saying over here, Meir? He's saying over here is that the word miketz means miktsas. The word miketz comes from the word miktsas. Miktsas means partial. So it would say that he was miktsei shnosayim yom. It was partially, it was towards the end. It was
the end of 2 years.
Not mamish the end. Miktsas.
Near the end.
Near the end. It was near the end of 2 years. It was close to the end of 2 years, but not precisely. That's what one could argue and say.
When did he let the Sar Mashkin go?
When did he let him go? On his birthday, it says.
And now, Rosh Hashanah was the Paro's birthday?
Oh, so in a chadami, so he's saying a very good word. That means that this dream then had to be exactly, according to, that's the whole point of Rashi, in Targum, this dream had to happen exactly to the dot on the calendar 2 years to the day when the Sar HaMashkim was released, the birthday.
Yeah, but that means it was Rosh Hashanah was afterwards, because he must have had it taken a day or two to talk to his Chartzim and whatever. So
no, that's when he called in. That's maybe when he called in. He called in Yosef. But you're saying a very good point. I never realized this. You're saying something very, very fascinating. Is that he let the Sar HaMashkim go out on his birthday. Yom Huledes Esparo.
And it was before Rosh Hashanah.
That's irrelevant, whatever it was. Who says
it
was?
No, it had to be before Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, because Yosef, right, because Yosef...
If 2 years later, right, he had the dream and he called out Yosef was on Rosh Hashanah, so he had to have the dream the week before Rosh Hashanah, you know?
But maybe, who says this whole event took place in one day? Maybe when it says that he called in the Khartoum, and maybe the whole thing happened very quickly, happened on the same day. I don't know. How quickly?
Well, we know Yosef got an einish that because he was soimach on this.
Right.
We know the einish wasn't a 2 day einish.
No, but I'm saying how do we know? Look, one thing at a time. First thing is you made a very good point. Paro, it says Yoim who led us as Paro. Paro released his serve his the Sar Mashkim on his birthday. The Yoim who Beferish the Pasuk it was his birthday, and on his birthday he released the Sar Hamashkim. Now it's 2 years later, and he has a dream, which means...
And he had the birthday already.
Well, the birthday was 2 years ago.
No, yeah, every year is a birthday.
Right, exactly. So that means he's having a dream...
He had the birthday already, and he didn't let Yosef go for his birthday.
Right, but he's it's on the day of the party. It's on the day. This dream, if we're saying over Miketz, means it was Mamish Bidyuk, the very end of 2 years, which means that this dream took place on his birthday.
Right.
That's
he drank
a
lot and he couldn't sleep and he had nightmares.
And that's very significant because one, if you have a dream on your birthday, obviously that's a much more significant dream than if you have a dream stamazoi, middle of the year.
Right.
How do you know it was his birthday? So you're saying very good because since over here, Rashi says miketz, don't make a mistake and think the word miketz means miktsas, which means, it just happened at some point on some irrelevant date. No, miketz bidyuk. Bidyuk shunasayim yomim. Bidyuk. That means that he had the party on his birthday 2 years ago. He released the Sar Mashkim on his birthday, and now it's 2 years later. This dream is happening on his birthday. That's a very important point. Okay, that's an amazing insight. Over here when it says the word miketz, miketz means misoif, and don't make a mistake that it means miktsas. That's why Unkelus says misoif, and Rashi says ditto. It must mean misoif, otherwise we're going to have problems. Now, he goes further over here in the parish. Are you, by the way, are you able to see this on your phone? Do you see what on the screen?
I'm looking at my computer. I'm not even looking at a phone.
On the computer, you see the screen? You see what I have on the screen?
Yeah. You have a little arrow flying around, right?
Yeah, you're able to see it?
The yellow, when it flies by, I see it.
But you see the print?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
good.
I see Unkelus.
Good, okay,
oh,
good.
You have the parish on Unkelus.
Good, right,
on
good,
right
okay.
Inside.
Good, okay, good, good, fine. Aval, here we go. Ladas Hagro. The girl cost of Rashi Shem Miketz who Mishorish Kitsas.
Right.
What does that mean? Vishoinu who Mishorish Kotze. Okay, Kitsas. And it's not the same as the word Kotze. Okay, Kotze, this has a tzadi at the end. Kitsas, let's see. Umoyre. What does this mean? Rak al Gavul Hazman. Vidavka Soifoi. Davka the end. Alright, so I don't know. He's saying of it Miktsas. Miktsas. The word Miktsas means Kates. No, he's coming to argue. He's coming to argue over here. Rashi made a point in saying that, if you go back to the Rashi, Rashi's point was, Rashi was l'v'chol loshen ketz. Rashi's point over here is the word in Vayhi miketz, the only letters that count are kuf tzadi, ketz. And which means, yeah, now he's saying, well, there's another word. The other word, he says, can be not ketz, but kitzas, which means, Lashon Miket Sheva Shani. Where is it? Let's go back. Umiktzei Echav Lokach. So then the word is the Hey Kotze. The question is if the word really comes from the word Kuf Tzadi Hey, if the Hey is really part of the Sherish of the word, then it means partial. So then that's the point Rashi is coming to make. Miloshon Kates. Don't make a mistake and think that this word, Vayhi, Miketz, Nasayim, Yomim, is related to the word Kuf Tzadi Hey. Because if it's Kuf Tzadi Hey, then it can mean Miktsas. Kufta means Kotze. Kotze means Umiktse Echav. Miktse means some. Umiktse Echav, some of his brothers. Do not make that mistake. There is no Hey. This is a different word. This word only has two letters. And the two-letter word means, Kates means the very, very end. Okay, something along those lines over here. Okay, fine. Now, Tar Tinshin in 2 years. Targum shel shnasayim ve'en loshon rabbis simon l'simon l'sharim k'moy b'loshon k'moy b'loshon hakodesh. Now there's no word in Aramaic over here. He says tartein shenin, 2 years. Now in Aramaic there is no simon l'sharim k'moy b'loshon hakodesh. What does he mean by that? Shenosayim. Shenosayim. I'm not sure what he means by that. L'chein chosef hamila tartein. Aha. V'amila yomim. Why does he have to say the word tartein? When it says the word shenin, shenin means year. So doesn't the word automatically mean two? The answer is no. There is no Aramaic word where you can say the word two. The word shenosayim means two. One, two. Shenin means years, plural. It can mean 2 years, it can mean 50 years, it can mean 100 years, it can mean 1,000 years. The word shenin in Aramaic just means multiple years. In order to limit the multiplicity of the number of the years, you have to add the word tartein, which means two. You hear? Because the word shenosayim, that's a Hebrew word, which means two. There's no room to make a mistake with the word shenosayim. But the word shenin, it can mean any number of years. That's why the Targum must add the word tartein. All right, next. Nahara, the river. Kosav Horeim. The Horeim is the Mizrahi. Rebbe Avraham Mizrahi. That was his first name? I don't even know what his first name. I'm guessing. I'm assuming that his first name was Avraham. The name of the Mizrahi is the number one parish on Rashi. Okay, he is the authority on Rashi. The Mizrahi, and then the Rosh Tevis is Horeim, Horav, Rabbeinu Avraham Mizrahi, Shaladas Rashi, according to Rashi, Targum Shal Yorhu, Targum of Yor is Aris. You ever hear that word before? Did you ever hear the word Aris? Ayin, Ayin, Uncle is fine. Vuahu Achafira Hanasai Dabri Adam and Aris. And Aris is an irrigation canal, man made irrigation canal. So here's us. Oh, I didn't even pay attention to this. What? Man-made irrigation canal.
Yeah. Where do you see Aris?
Over here on the parish. I read the parish. Go back. I don't think you see on the screen. Kosav Haraim. I'm on the second line. You see my little arrow?
Yeah.
So that's the real word for a Yor. Question. So why then did the Targum say Nahara? Nahara is a river. That's not what a Yor is.
Nahara is like Hanahar. It's like a hay.
It's a river. The word Nahara means a river. A river is a natural body of water. A natural body of water that flows down a mountain from melted snow and ice. So over here, it says the word, the correct, so therefore the Targum is not using the correct word. It says, Vinei paro omed al hayor. The Yor is not a river. A Yor is, according, it means an aris, which is a chafira hanasai de bnei adam. Umash atirgim kan nahara. So why then does the Targum say the word nahara? Who perish ha'inyin? Shakavana nahar nilois the Nile. So he's saying that in this case, it's not, in a chanami, this is not an irrigation canal. When it says here, ha-yor, I guess because of the hei ha-yidia, Yor is, like Rashi really explained this point. Yor means an irrigation canal. But when you put a hay before the word Yor, it becomes Hayor. What does it mean, Hayor? The Yor. The hay idea, the one that feeds all of the irrigation canals. Who feeds all the irrigation canals? A river, a real river. Which river is there in this world that was used to feed irrigation canals? The Nile, the Nilois. Okay, that's what he says. So that's what he says over here. Hamilas, that's why he calls over here.
You have to say it's the Nilus because we're talking about Mizrahi.
Yeah, but that's
not. What are you talking about? The Chidekel?
But that's not what the Yor is. A Yor is not a river. It's not. Let the Torah say. Vayihi mikeich rasam yabafarachal vinei oimed al hanahor. Al Hanilois. The word Yor means an irrigation canal that's dug by man. A man-made irrigation canal. So the Torah, if the Torah is referring to the Nilois, let it say it. Vihine I made Al Hanahor on the river. Why did it say Yor? So if it says Yor, it means an irrigation canal that's made by man. So why then is the Targum coming to translate Al Nahara? It's a good kasha. What's going on over here? So Rashi really gave the answer. Rashi really pick up on this. And Rashi says, it's right. There's a hey idea. It doesn't say, Hidei oy made al yor. It says, hayor. And hayor means the river that feeds all of the irrigation canals. If it would just stop say river, there are many rivers. There are many rivers that run down Egypt. None of the rivers feed into the irrigation canal. The only river that is used to feed to feed the irrigation canals is the Nile. You hear?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so back to the parish over here. Umash atirgim kana haruhu parish o yin shakvan nahar nilois. Avoldas haramban. Lehepach mizesh atirgim yorhu nahara. Avol yesh gam shemikra mishtamish milo yor lichafiris haruchis. Shenasu al-yidevi de-odom V'oz ki-perish inyan yitagi unkelis b'sharish aris. Okay, I don't know, the Ramban over here seems to disagree with Rashi. He holds that's not correct. The real translation for the word river, yor, is nahara. And the question you can ask, why then when it says elsewhere, irrigation canals, did the Targum there use the word aris? Alright, leave it with that. Let's just work with what we have over here. We have a very good kasha. We learned a very nice chiddush. So far, what did we learn today? We learned new things I never knew before. You knew the stuff, Meir, all the stuff? The word miketz. There are two words. There's miktsas, miktseyachov, it means partial. And there's the word ketz hayamin, the end. Ketz bavel, zeru bavel, leketz shevim noishati. Did you sing that tonight? Kates means the end. So it says over the word Kates, Kuf Tzadi is the end. Kot says, so therefore we have over the Targum and Rashi, the word Mikates means Soif. And we, not in the word Miktsay, the word Shenosayim, we learned Yechidish, that in the word Shenosayim is a Hebrew word which means two, one, two. Does not mean three, four, five. There is no equivalent in all of the Aramaic words for a word that means 2 years, does not exist, such a word. And therefore, he had to improvise. He had to say the word shenin, which means multiple years, and to limit it to 2 years, he had to say shtey, two. Okay, then we have the next chiddush, the yor. The yor really means an irrigation field. Man-made, here this hei hayidia, which means the river, the item that's going to feed all of the irrigation canals. And that's why Targum translate as Nahara, not as Aris. Okay, a lot of chidushim over here in this Rashi, and we all in this Unkelis, and we also learn in Rashi a chidush that in Egypt it rains. It does rain, but it doesn't rain Todir. And what else did we learn? That's it. We went through all the parts of Rashi and the Unkelis. Pasuk Beis. A few more minutes. You go eat latkes. Pasuk Beis. Vine min hayor, and behold, from the yor oilois sheva paros. Fat cows, huh? They used to call. I know. Shul, the rabbi, he lost his job. I know this. The rabbi lost his job. You know why? He called his balabatim publicly fat cows, and that's what started the whole process where they threw him out. Vine min hayor oilois sheva parois, seven parois, yifois mare, beautiful mare, uvriois basar, thick brios basar, vaterena, they were grazing be'ochu in the meadow. What does all this mean? Rashi, yifois mare, simenu limei hasoiva, it's a simen for yimei hasoiva, shabrios, nirois, yofois, zuluzu. The brios, the creatures, nirois, they appear. Yofoi zuluzu. What does that mean exactly? They look at each other with beauty. She'ein ayin bria tzara bechaverta. So he tightens. You know what it means, yofe? You don't have a bad eye. You don't. You fargin someone else. You don't look at someone with a bad eye. You're very happy when someone has what to eat.
But so when you say someone's a behema, you're giving him a compliment.
It says yofe. No, that doesn't say that. It's yofe, beautiful.
Yeah, you're saying he fagin. The fagin. Nice guy. He fagins everybody.
Shabriyos nirois yofeis zuluzu. The taich of yofeis. What does it mean? The word yofeis. She'ein ayin bria tzara bechaverta. The ayin beauty is this where it comes from. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Is it the eyes, or how do you say it? Is it in the eyes or eye? What's the correct expression? Beauty is in the eyes or the eye?
Eye.
Eye of the beholder. So what does it mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder? It means this. It means if you look at your friend with a ayin yofe, meaning I forgive you. Someone told me that there is no English word for the translation of the word fargin. Is that true? Do you have an English equivalent of the word fargin? I fargin you. Is there an English word for that?
No.
Interesting, right? She'ein briya tsar b'chaverta. Okay, let's see. Ba'ochu, what's ochu? The agam, the swamp. Drain the swamp. Okay, ba'ochu, yishke ochu. I don't know what that pasuk there means. Yishke ochu. Yisk, I don't know what that means, but it means the swamp. All right, let's see over here what it says over in the Targum. Targum, possibly v'ha min nahara. Sulkin shiva toiron, seven oxen. Shapirin, a para, is
a cow.
A cow. A cow is a female ox, right? Shiva toiron, toiron is an ox. Tor, shiva toiron, shapiron, beautiful. Limirse shapiron is beautiful to look at. Ufatimon, they've been besar. They've been fattened. Their meat has been fattened. Viro ayon, and they are grazing be'achva. What's be'achva mean? I don't know. I think it means the swamp. Drain the swamp. They're in the White House. He saw seven cows in the White House in Congress. Let's see over here what it says over here in the Targum Pershing side base. They were shapiron limichze, beautiful to look at. I am Ashkos of Leel, mea prima godin. Shabiur, hamila shafar baramis ein pusha yoifi, doesn't mean beauty. Vahodar el toy viyasha means good. Vea modas dover al matchunos ulufize, kanakavona, tsuras tsura toyva shaltavnis podis. Hamila shafar nimse skambalosh nakosav. So you think of it as the word shapiron lemechzei does not mean beautiful. Shapir means correct. Everything is the way it is supposed to be. Just right. Not too thin, not too heavy. Not emaciated, just right. Shapiron lemechzei. Okay, the word shapir means Toiv v'yoshar. That's what he says over here, according to the parish of who says it? That's what the word shapir means. Toiv v'yoshar. They're fine. Next. Ufatimon, they were fat in Kavanasai. Lashon Shuman. V'chein kas v'orich v'yosef shakam pitam ha-katoris. Lashon Mishmon hu. So you have over here a very interesting idea, he says. The pitam ha-katoris. What does that mean? The pitum akatoris is the katoris every single day, and it's called the word pitum. But the word pitum means upatimon, it means fattened. So what does that mean? The katoris is fattened? What does that mean exactly? It means, I don't know what it means. It means, how is he teaching? Pitum means loshan mishmanu. It's fattened. I'm not sure what he means by that. V'chein b'riyois b'mikra perusha shuman, it means fat. K'moy v'eglon ish body mod, he was a fat person. So what is he saying? He's saying over here that it's a double fattening. According to what he's saying over here is that these two words in the Targum are v'neimin olosha paros yifois mare. They were very yifois mare. It's a simen find that was Rashi ubriyos basar. So whoa. So the Targum over here is saying not like Rashi. I mean, he said no, it's not like Rashi was telling us a simen, but the word yifois mare he learns to mean they are shapiron lemechazei. And ubriyos basar means they're fat. They've been fattened. Okay, it seems to be a contradiction. Because if you're telling me the word over here, shapiro lemechze, means everything is correct. But if you're overweight, that's not correct. I guess by an animal being overweight is
by
not...
By a cow, you want
to be overweight. So that's what it means. It's the way it's supposed to be. You know, they always say that about people who are overweight. They say that they get very depressed. They say, oh, you're over. He says, no. You are the way you are supposed to be. You're not overweight. This is your DNA. This is the way you're supposed to be. Look at that. It's exactly what it says over here in Unkelus. Isn't that amazing? Over here, they're fat. Ubriyos basar. They're overweight. They're 100.
If you look at the art pictures to like the 1950s, overweight people are good-looking people.
You wanted a woman to be
fat women were pretty.
Pleasantly plump.
That was a sign of beauty in the olden days. Not yet. Try that today. But this is an amazing thing. What he says over here. This is the expression. Look at this. Briois basar means they were fat, and it says yifois mara means this is the way you're supposed to be. The word yifois means it's mesukan toy v'yashar. This is the way you're supposed. This is the way you were meant to be. All right. Let's see over here. Vaita. What else does he say over here? Then he goes on to say they were pasturing. Where were they pasturing? V'royon tirgim v'tirena shehi loshen ovar b'loshen hoyveh. Not that would not okay. Kemshach la'aschol pasuk. Okay, fine. Ba'achva. So Rashi said achva means what? It means the swamp. Ba'agam. Nira sheperusha kirashi. Agam. Achva. He doesn't even know what it means over here. The one who wrote this page doesn't know what it means. It means the swamp. The il leperush ramban ohu. Okay, the Ramban learns the word ochu means a reed. They were pasturing among the reeds. It's, according to the Ramban, the word ochu is not referring to a place. They were pasturing among specific items that were growing out of the ground. They ate it. So far, without getting into all the details over here, he's just putting it over here, is that there's a machlokes what this word means, ba'ochu. Rashi says the swamp, the meadow, and Targum says the word be'achva. The word ba'achva appears to be a little bit of a complicated word, what exactly this word is. And he in the parish over here seems to say this means the same thing as Rashi. It means a location. It's a location. Don't get confused, because there are the other Rishonim that learned that the word achva means amongst the, they were eating reeds. Then there would be a different word. Then the word would not be correct. The fact that the ba'achva means like Rashi, it means by the swamp. Aval. This is what I thought when I read that. So this is what came to my mind. Bechavura, achva, shalom, ahava, ahava ve'achva. Achva means brotherhood, right? Togetherness, and that's what the Zohar says. Be'ochu loshon of ach, and some want to say that's exactly what the Targum means to say. It means that they were pasturing together, all chaverim.
Seven cows.
Bechabura, bechavura, beachvosa. Deloy ashtakach b'chu peruda. There was no division. V'ze al derech sheramas ramban sheitochen sheochu hu miloshen achva, brotherhood. Bavur shemini huasavim gedelim yachad. Reeds grow together. Reeds grow together. Okay, so that's why, I don't know, he's coming over putting things together, but let's not get into details. Let's just get over here another interpretation.
Maybe that's why it's called achva, because yeah, they're growing together?
Yeah, reeds grow together. That's what he's trying to say a little bit. All right, but let's put that aside. Let's take a look over here now where we come away with it from this pasuk. We have min ha'yor lo yosheva parois ki yifois mare b'yos basar. Yifois mare means it's pleasant to look at. Rashi says
pleasantly plump.
It means it's mesukan. This is the way it's supposed to be, and they are fat. Rashi said that this is a simon for the sheva shenei hasoiva, the 7 years of plenty. People will look at each other with beauty, meaning they will not have a tsar ayin. When a person is poor and you can't put food on the table, and you look at your neighbor and he has what to eat, you look at him begrudgingly. When you have plenty in your home, you don't look at someone like that. It means yifois ma'ad, the ability to look at another person with an ayin yofe, is an indication that you have what you need. Okay, then we have this chiddush over here of vatirena ba'ochu. What is ochu? Rashi says the meadow. Targum says ba'achva. Does that mean a swamp? Or maybe means brotherhood. They were all achva, they were all eating together. All eating together. Okay, what time is it now? You want to do another pasuk or you want to stop?
You can do another pasuk.
Okay, quickly. Another 7 cows. Just the opposite. They looked at each other with begrudgingly. Thin flesh. They stood. Rashi says, okay, just thin flesh. Targum. Behold. Shiva. Toiron. Ochoronion. Ochoronion, another 7 cows. Selika Bosrin came up after them, Minahara. Bishon Lemechase. It was unpleasant to look at these creatures. Vachasiron Besar. They were lacking flesh. Vikamo Likivlehoin de Toyrosa. And they stood opposite the oxen, Al Kaif Nahara. Okay, let's see what he says over here on the bottom. On the bottom, he says they were silica. They came up.
Why do we say the Targum says it's oxen, and the pshat is that it's cows?
A female cow is a para is a female ox. They're oxen. They are oxen.
So
a bull.
When Targum says oxen, he means male or female? Or it just means cow?
I don't know. A para by definition is a female. A para duma.
And a tar is a cow. Is a male.
A par is a male, a par, not a tor, a par. Toiron, I don't know how you use that word. It means, you can't deny what it says in the pasuk. A par means females. So toiron, I guess, means it's a casual phrase. A toiron means oxen. It can mean either male oxen or it can mean female oxen. I'm not sure. But he can't deny that it says in the pasuk the word parois, there's a par, that's a male. And then there is a para, a female. Parois, the saf, is female, feminine. Females. I guess toiron means it's a casual phrase. It means either males or females, plural. I don't know. Okay, let's see. It says the word salika. They came up. Okay, what happened over here? They came up to greet them. Let's see. Alu loshen avar tzach tam shloitigim oilois loshen hayveh. Okay, he always does that. I'm always going to ignore that. The parish over here always likes to get into the tense. The past, the present, the future. He's obsessed with this. And in Aramaic, the tenses are all messed up. They're all not like what it says in Hebrew. And he always likes to straighten it all out for you, which, to me, it goes over my head. Sol kon kloshna mikravu oilois, it goes, okay, forget about the tenses. Next. Vachasiron. They were lacking flesh. Later on, when the brews are repeated, he's going to contradict himself. Okay, so we have to wait till later on to see what he means. He just pointed over here is that when he's the way the Targum is translating the dream now in this reference, in this prat, that they were emaciated, is not the same word he's going to use later when we're going to translate it for the second time. Lekiv lehoin. Opposite them, kinegdam loy tigim shom liyodam kloshna kos eitzel kevin shabo livloya harishonas yamdu lemulam. So lemulam. So he's saying over here lekila lemulam kinegdam. He's saying something very interesting over here. He's saying over here is that this is not the right word. The right word lekiv lehoin means it's like you're coming to fight against them. The word should really be lemulam. It should be. There's a more delicate word. If you want to say that you have two people standing next to each other, a man is standing next to his wife, you don't say they're battling each other. You don't use the word likiv lehoin. The word likiv lehoin means that you have two opponents. They're at each other's throats trying to kill each other. When you say there are two people standing next to each other, they're next to each other, Eitzel in Hebrew, I mean, it all depends what. If you assume over here that they just stood there pleasantly, you know, they went out to pasture next to them. then the word likiv lehoin is not the right word. It would mean that they lemu lehoin. There's a better word. I think mulon is in the Aramaic also. The word likiv lehoin means there was hostility. There was a call for war. It's you against us. We are going to take you down. They svatamoyna. It's a very powerful thing that he says, the Targum, that these porois that are rois mare v'dakois bosa, they stood eitzel, meaning they stood ready for battle. Eitzel means they stood in position, battle stations, in corresponding to them to knock them out. Lekiv lehoin. That's what that word means. It means war. Okay, next, and they stood al keif nahara. What's keif? The svas. Svas, you keep us yardain. Al shem shederech hurad legadel al svas yardain. Shederech hurad on that keif. What's keif mean? Keif means the edge. I'm not sure what he means. The keep us like a spoon. The edge of the yardain. All right. So Baruch Hashem, we learned over here a few little things today. A few chidushim that we didn't have before. All right. Thank you for learning with me, Mayor Heshi Norman.